Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Welcome to an icy, frigidly cold 2014. And it's the new year. People tend to think in big terms. We hope everything's going to improve everything. And it has to be everything. So this week I'm looking at a historical drama about a man who loses everything. A documentary about women who want everything. And I'll mention a prison drama about a guy with nothing to lose. 12 Years a Slave, directed by Steve McQueen. Solomon Northup, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, is a nice middle-class guy in mid-19th century America. He's a professional, plays violin, owns a home, married with children, upstanding member of his community in New York State, and he's black. So when he's offered a well-paying gig in Washington, D.C., he can't resist and follows the recruiter south. But soon after, he finds himself kidnapped, thrown into a bear cell, and beaten. His captors strip him of his fine clothes, his family, his dignity, his status, even his name, based solely on the color of his skin. He's sold as a slave. A slave. He's no longer considered a human being. Now he's just chattel. And so begins his nightmare. The movie follows the next 12 years of his life. It's based on Northup's own memoir, as he sold to various southern plantation owners. Some are relatively kind and humane, some monstrously cruel, but none of them consider there's something fundamentally wrong with one man owning another. So he sees slaves being beaten, tortured, raped, even murdered, just at their owner's whim. None of this is against the law. They have no rights, no legal standing, no recourse to justice. On the way, he acquires a violin from the kindly slave owner, but far from lightening his burden, music is shown as part of the whole slave system. So the slaves who are driven to sing to a pounding drum as they pick cotton. And in one of the most painful scenes in the movie, he has to play ditties on his fiddle as the other slaves are forced to perform grotesque, high-stepping cakewalks to entertain the plantation owners. Work is a constant danger. If he politely corrects an error or suggests a more efficient alternative, he risks being beaten or possibly lynched. At a cotton plantation, he meets a pretty young woman named Patsy, played by Lupita Nyong'o. She's the fastest worker in the cotton fields. Most of the rest of them got flogged each day for not picking as much as she does. She's also a so-called favorite of Epps, the cruel plantation owner, played by Michael Fassbender. And she's a captive to his wishes. But Patsy has to equally fear Epps' wife, who has it in for her. Solomon observes everything silently, remembering everything. Gradually, they grind down his pride until he too walks hunched over, never looking a white man in the eyes. So will Solomon ever escape from this hell on earth? And if so, how? And can he grant Patsy her request to save her from her hopeless existence? This is a great movie. And you should definitely see it if you haven't already. It's painful, shocking, realistic, and explicit. It gives a new visual meaning to slavery in most people's heads. It's also a tense but satisfying thriller about rescue and escape. Ejiofor and Nyong'o are both amazing, as is director McQueen's usual leading man, Fassbender. This director is usually previously known as an art director. Very good movies. Well, his first one was good, second one less so. But this is his most accessible. It won the TIFF People's Choice Award, and hope it wins many more. The Motherlode, directed by Cornelia Principe. Some recent books and articles ask, why can't women have it all? The all being a top job combined with raising kids. Anne-Marie Slaughter, who's a policy advisor to Hillary Clinton, and Sheryl Sandberg, who's Facebook COO, both wondered if women can achieve both of these goals. These works received a lot of criticism as the evening out of the plight of women in the very top 1% with their male counterparts really the goal of feminism. And why should it be put in an acquisitive context of greed and possessions? But whatever the case, shouldn't women be given the same opportunities to succeed as men have? This documentary avoids some of these problems by looking at a broader range of subjects. In addition to the super rich and powerful, it also shows middle class women and one single mother with two jobs. It points out that paternity leave in Canada's routine in Quebec would help even out the discrepancies in the division of work by sex. And it shows how some families are thinking about redistributing roles. Motherload's an interesting doc dealing with a broad topic in less than 1 hour. And director Principe, who also produced the fantastic doc, The World Before Her, clearly knows her stuff. Still, I'm surprised that it never even touches on the issue of public daycare. While perhaps not an issue for CEOs, isn't affordable daycare the crucial step or link in allowing mothers to work and raise children simultaneously? Finally, I want to mention a fantastic movie, a sleeper that played at TIFF 13 that I hope, really hope will open later this year in Canada. It's called Starred Up and directed by David McKenzie. Eric, played by Jack O'Connell, is an 18-year-old who's been starred up. That means he's sent directly from juvie to a real live adult prison. Seems at first like this vulnerable kid who looks like he's going to be killed on his first day in the prison, but things aren't what they seem. His street smarts and prison savvy keep him safe, but his high threshold for brutal violence and volatile temper could prove to be his undoing. So he joins a special therapy group within the prison walls to help them handle their anger. But he keeps running into trouble with an older head prisoner called Neville, played by Ben Mendelsohn, the Australian. Neville keeps taking charge instead of discussing and compromising. And here's the twist. He's Eric's real-life father in prison, and he's a lifetime prisoner. O'Connell and Mendelsohn give unbelievably dynamic performances as the fractious father and son of this amazing movie. Look out for it. 12 Years a Slave is now playing in Toronto, and The Motherlode will air on CBC TV's Doc Zone next Thursday. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.